Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Morgan is off, so celebrity stylist and host of the Low Life podcast, Lo Van Roomf, is here.
Whoa.
Thank
Did
you
I get
guys.
The last name right?
You got Von Roomf.
Von Roomf.
Yeah. I have a splash of German. I'm Latino, but like that little splash of German in there. You know,
that classic,
coming in strong.
That classic Latino last name, Von Roomf.
Yeah. I like it. It's spicy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It gets a little edge to it.
Bring
I like
in some
it.
Spice.
And, you know, Hunter's here is normal.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I should dress up and do, like, something a little funky because we have a stylist. I want to be
yeah.
like, hey,
right.
did I do something? And then I was like, no, I'm not going to embarrass myself. They're going to make
like
fun of me.
I like this, though.
You like it for him?
Really? Yeah, butch moment for you.
Oh.
Yeah. I like this vibe. This is good.
Yeah. Butch moment?
That was
what does that mean?
The best description of any of your outfits I've ever heard.
It's just like, you know, it's just like that Tennessee testosterone.
Tennessee testosterone!
That's what you're serving up right
Love
now,
it.
Which I like, all American. Like, we are, I'm picking up what you're putting down is what I'm saying. And then
I
over
like
here, fashion
yeah.
queen. This
Ooh, you like?
Is, ev- oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you, I want to get a whip. Just,
yeah.
you know,
yeah, like,
start my
but
weekend.
I, like the show, like the little sleeve,
Thank
puff
you.
Sleeve.
Thank you, Nita Parker connection.
Like,
okay.
Oh, it's incredible, 10 out of 10.
We need a styling segment on this show, damn it. All right,
yeah.
you guys, let's get started because Tiffany Haddish just went off on Instagram after getting robbed at the Atlanta airport, but she has a surprise for the thief.
There is a black woman that stole my Gucci glasses out of the bin at the TSA checkpoint. When I asked for my glasses, the bitch dropped her shoes on the floor, kicked them across the room. Okay, sat down, put them on. I watched the video. TSA showed me the video. Put them on, took my glasses out of her shoe, put her other shoe on, took off. Oh, I filled out a police report, too. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put a curse on them glasses. I'm going to put a curse on them glasses until she get them back to me. It's going to be all bad for her.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this. First of all, the nerve.
Yeah, pretty bold.
Yeah.
I kind of believe you can put, like, roots and curses
yeah.
on people who do you wrong. Like, I think that's a thing.
You need to go to school for that, though. Particularly Hogwarts, I'm pretty sure, is the only place where they teach this shit. You saw those students first day. They're not doing good curses.
That's true. She said she was going to go on YouTube. She said she was going to go
Looking
on YouTube and figure
curses.
Out how to do a curse.
That is fair. And that is what's driving Hogwarts admission so low these days. People are just learning how to do it on YouTube.
I went right to American Horror Story, The Coven, because
uh-huh.
that's like my favorite with the witches. Did you guys see that?
No, I
no.
didn't.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about that witch life. So,
do you
yeah.
think this, the witch life?
All about it. Put that curse, Tiffany.
You're and, a stylist, so I mean, yeah. someone take it. That is kind of against, like, you don't steal Gucci glasses now.
No, you don't. No, how dare you? No, that person who stole it, yeah, she should be cursed. Yeah, I'm
but you
all
know,
for it.
Did you guys know anything over $500, I believe, is a felony, and Gucci glasses can sometimes run in, you know, up to $1,000. So this person could actually go to jail for this.
I hope for the rest of their life.
So extreme.
I think Tiffany probably said, that woman just stole my $1,000 Gucci sunglasses, and TSA went, yeah, but where'd you get that water bottle, bitch? It's coming with me.
It's so true. All right, you guys, Cardi and Offset are living it up at Paris Fashion Week. They are enjoying the finer things in life, but it might be too much for Offset.
It's macaroons, baby. It's sweet.
I don't know
what it's probably good. Peanut butter flavor. Yeah.
My man. What is here? What is called?
Lobster ravioli.
Lobster ravioli. Yes, sir.
It look nice and fancy, but I ain't with the fish ass. No, sir. With the fish ass? Fish ass.
Offset, stop embarrassing us.
Now I know why most of his lyrics are one or two words said real quick.
If you're a grown man over 35, you should have tried most things. Like, you know, there's some things that are delicacies, but like for the most part, you should have gone and tried other foods. Like if I meet a grown man who's like, I've never had sushi, that's a turnoff.
Oh, yeah, major turnoff. Like I'm always down to like try everything at least once.
Right.
Put it in the mouth and then, you know, get it down. And then if you're not down for it, then you've learned.
That
you know what I mean?
That applies to a lot of things in life.
Amen,
you know,
sister.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Okay.
I like this philosophy, Lo.
I also like this philosophy. The sushi thing, I would agree. If someone had never had sushi, big turnoff. But if I ever date somebody and they go, I don't love sushi, I go, dates are about to be real cheap. Love it.
He really thinks caviar is fish ass?
He thinks when you cut open a fish's ass, there's just a bunch of little pearls of fish.
Oh, my gosh. That's probably my bougiest thing I like is caviar.
Caviar?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so can I just ask, like, it's so salty, but is it, like, do you pair it with something? Because I tried it, and I was like,
Yeah, you're supposed to pair it with something. I like to pair it with something, like, that's a little creamy. You kind of put it on a little cracker.
Okay.
So you balance, like, the salty and the, like, the buttery taste or the creamy taste.
Mm. I like to lick it off a $100 bill.
Okay.
Hey.
All right, you guys, let's talk about Shakira. She was apparently attacked in Spain, but it was not by wild fans. It was by wild boars. She posted this video speaking in Spanish, showing the damage to her bag after the animals tried to steal it and take it into the woods. She says that she tried to stand up to the boars to keep her belongings. Her son did not cooperate the story. He walked away from her, apparently. but are y'all fighting boars for your bag? A wild boar?
Hell no. No, no chance. No. They're aggressive. No, I would never do it. I'm not down for the boar life at all.
No.
That's like a thing in Europe right now, right? There's like a lot of animals like running wild, a lot of wild happening. Isn't it? Like, they have, like,
are you
like
a stylist or a survival expert? The knowledge you bring.
You're actually right. I think Rome is currently dealing with wild pigs. They're wandering out and eating out of garbage and going into parks.
Thank you.
It's like a thing.
Yeah. This is why I've said we need more bacon in the world.
Okay.
This is what happens when you let them run wild.
What happened? You were just a vegan 2 weeks ago. Now all of a sudden you're pro bacon.
As soon as I found out that they were hunting Shakira, I can't have that.
You can have your own wildlife show. What would you call hunting with Hunty?
Hey, E, if you're watching.
All right, you guys, we're getting more behind-the-scenes drama from Grey's Anatomy. So Ellen Pompeo just revealed on her podcast, Tell Me with Ellen Pompeo, that she apparently went off on Denzel Washington when he guest-directed an episode.
And I was like, look at me. When you apologize, look at me. And that wasn't in the dialogue. And Denzel went ham on my ass. He was like, I'm the director. Don't you tell him what to do. And I was like, listen, mother, this is my show. This is my set. Who are you telling? Like, you barely know where the bathroom is. And like, you know, I have the utmost respect for him as an actor, as a director, as everything. But like, yo, we went at it one day.
Okay. This is very, very tricky. How does anybody go off on Denzel Washington, the icon?
Yeah, literal angel. Have you seen The Preacher's Wife? Like, how dare you? You're yelling at the angel
how
God, like a little
you?
Bit of both, but like, hurts.
My big thing is I'm just wondering what was going on in Denzel's career in 2016 where
Stop.
He had to direct an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
It was a very random fact, but you know, I will say, let's be clear, this is Shonda Rhimes' set, number one. So he was probably doing it for Shonda, but you know, I just felt like this was not a story we needed to ever hear. And now it is causing a lot of controversy. But before anything, I want to see if you guys could actually do a little bit better of going off on somebody. Would you like to try?
Going off on Denzel?
I could never. No.
What would you say?
I mean, that's all you. Like, butch it up.
Shut the f*** up, big guy. Huh?
Oh, that's good.
Hey, this is my... Hey, if you come to Nightly Pop, Mr. Washington, what are you, even a president. Nina, back me up on this one.
Denzel, get him. I don't know. Not that there should be ranks, but, you know, you have someone who is a star of a show on network TV, and then you have Denzel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, any acting advice that Denzel's giving, I feel like people should probably listen. I would listen to Denzel tell me to give me directions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wherever he told me to go, even if I knew it was the wrong way, I'm like, you must know something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get there eventually.
That's just my opinion. All right, we got to take a break, but coming up, the battle for the best candy in America might get a little salty. Plus, we rank some of the curviest bodies in the animal kingdom. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nightly Pop. Now, most of the time, Lizzo can do no wrong, but for the past month, she has been traumatizing her fans because she has been posting videos on how she likes to eat a burrito. You guys take a look.
So, how do people eat burrito? Whoa, like that. This is the way.
What is that?
Ranch.
That's
vegan ranch.
Oh, no, bitch.
We got some hot sauce. Now, you see this right here? You about to get all of the pieces that's in this burrito right now. You're not going to get the bread and the other bread.
Girl, bye. Now, I have to unfollow Lizzo and everything else now. Now, I love me some Lizzo, but this is too far. We are all California natives.
Yeah.
We f*** with the Mexican food, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Heavy, okay? Yeah. It is the unofficial food of California.
Yeah.
You do not do anything blasphemous like this and eat a burrito from the middle like that.
I will also say the middle is my least favorite part of a burrito. I love the heavy tortilla ends.
You do?
That's my favorite part. Beginning, I get to start it on a high note and end on a high note.
I like the bite right after you take the first bite.
There it is.
That's when you get the good stuff.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you thinking about it?
I just thought we had more in common.
The thing is, as a fan of Lizzo, like, I know she has that coin. You know, she's doing quite well for herself.
She is.
I look at it like some cutlery, you know, like a spoon, fork, knife.
Why not cut it in half?
A spork. Cut that in half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think this is bad on all counts. I think Lizzo needs to start releasing music again pretty soon. I think she's getting a little too comfortable at home.
Yeah.
She's like one month away from directing an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Let's be honest. Get it together, Lizzo.
Let's move on to something sweet. A recent poll revealed each state's favorite Halloween candy. The results are very controversial. So candy corn was absent from the list last year.
Boo!
What is this? You don't like candy corn?
I love candy corn. Why was it absent from the list last year?
People love to hate candy corn on social media, but in real life, they eat it.
Yeah.
Liars. Anyway, Virginia put candy corn back on the map this year.
Yeah!
So this is a pro candy corn show, I feel like.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, overall, last year's favorite actually surprised me. So last year was Starburst.
What?
Yes, that's surprising to me. But it was dethroned by Kit Kats and Twix bars. Who is eating?
Love.
Who's eating Twix?
I love Twix.
You guys eat Twix, really?
Incredible. I don't eat it. I don't ever buy it. Like, but I'll eat it.
I thought the favorite candy was Snickers. I thought everybody loves a Snickers.
Oh, yeah, Snickers is good.
How is that on the list?
I don't know. Twix, I like it. You got the two bars. You know, piece it out if you want. Take a little bite. Save the rest for later. I never do, but you know what I mean? Like,
you have the option.
I have the option. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never liked Twix. I've always... I like candy with nuts in it.
I don't care.
Yeah, I bet you do.
There she is.
You know what candy I like that nobody's talking about? It's a little hood candy. Chico Sticks.
Oh, wow.
Chico Sticks.
Chico
what a throwback.
Sticks.
I love a good Chico
Bomb.
Stick.
That's the way to my heart. If
it's
you bring
dry.
Me a Chico Sticks, you might get married to me. It's like that. It's hard to find. You got to go to Inglewood to get it, but it's good.
I know
All
the
right,
area.
You guys, we love a good thirst trap here on Nightly Pop, especially one with curves.
Mm.
That's exactly why we are excited. You guys, did you know it is Fat Bear Week?
Yeah, we did.
And it's Fat Bear Week. It's a promotion put on by National Park to celebrate hibernation season. Why are they fat shaming these bears?
They're not fat shaming. They're fat celebrating.
These are plus-size bears. Anyway, let's take a look at some of the year's bears. There's like some before and afters. First up, we have Spring Cub.
I love him.
Oh, my gosh. Look how big he got.
He's perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Little fluffy thing.
That's pretty good.
A lot of that is just hair. You know what I mean? You put a belt around his waist, you're going to see that waist. All right. Second, we have 25-year-old Otis.
Oh, Otis.
Oh, Otis.
Okay, Otis, we might have to have a conversation.
Oh, well, let's just... Otis looks unhealthy in the first photo.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is Otis's natural resting weight. I like it for him.
Otis is eating a lot of fish.
Otis gets any thicker, I'm going to ask him for his number.
Okay. All right, we have a real transformation, you guys. Walker. Wow.
Wow.
Look, the Walker got thick.
You know, wow. I feel like Spring Cub carried the weight a little bit better than Walker.
How are they getting so thick?
Do you think Walker goes up to the other bears and he goes, how did you guys get it, like, around your shoulders?
Yeah.
Because mine's going all to my upper pubic area.
Do you guys have a pick for the most curvaceous bear?
Spring Cub for me.
Spring Cub for you?
So cute.
It's Gametober in the March household. We're trying to all put on at least 10 pounds over the next couple months.
Really?
Yeah, me and my brother.
10 pounds, where?
Mostly in our penis. Hey, Nina, ask dumb questions, get dumb answers, okay?
I thought you'd be mature for a second.
No, we're trying to get it mostly in our chest. Legs are a big opportunity for growth for my family.
You were showing off your legs earlier.
Yeah, it's funny. I've got very small legs, but if you've ever seen bodybuilders, they do this thing where they'll shake their leg and they'll fall like that.
Yeah.
I've been doing that at the gym. And everybody's like, what the f*** are you doing? I go like this.
Yeah. What is this supposed to do?
It's, it flexes your quad muscle.
It does?
Yeah, it's what, like, Mr. Olympia does at the thing.
Mr. Olympia does it, and you're doing it because...
Because I'm Mr. Junior Olympia.
Okay.
Listen, not all of us can f***ing hibernate, okay?
All right, Hunter, our own little spring bear. We have to take a break. Coming up, a woman tries to shock her husband into performing in the bedroom. Plus, would you quit your job to be a full-time sugar baby? Hail to the No-No is next. Welcome back. So it's Thursday night, so let's clear our browser history, Hunter, and show you the wildest stories that we found this week. It is time for Hail to the No-No! All right, so first up, this woman told a shocking story to 6 brown chicks. So apparently her husband was suffering from erectile dysfunction. She actually looked into shockwave therapy to help him. She thought it was too expensive, so she just got a taser, and then she used it on him while he was asleep.
Oh, my God.
He left her. He filed a restraining order. She wants to save the marriage. Help.
Wow. That ship has sailed. Marriage is over. It's not salvageable. That when you take a taser to someone's come on now, no.
But there's no going back from that?
No, I don't think so on that one. Like, I mean, she'll probably end up on some sort of an app, you know what I mean? And, like, put herself out there in the ring. But this guy, it's done.
It'll be the Citizen app. That's the app she's going to end up on.
Really, though.
Hunter, would you forgive a woman for tasing your penis?
Yeah, I would. My advice is I like someone who's adventurous. I think she made the right move. He seems like a very close-minded guy.
Oh, you think this is a kinky thing? Like, she was, like, wanting, like, vibe it out, like, sexually?
Oh, I don't think she did it because she's vanilla. I think she did it because she wanted... I think she's a freak, and I like it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's very sick. I'm so sorry. That had to be painful, though.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, you guys, let's move on and talk about some couples, because not all of them are having problems in the bedroom, like this man who said that he and his boyfriend are having sex 3 to 5 times a day. But it got to the point where his boyfriend had to quit his job so that he could keep up with their busy sex schedule. They've been going strong for 18 months, and he wants to know, like, is this sustainable in the long run? I mean, y'all might still be having sex, but you're going to be homeless. You got to get to work.
18 months is like 500-something days, right? 5 times a day. They've had sex 25,000 times. I just see these things. I just see the numbers. That's a lot of times to have sex and still want to have sex.
And this is a gay relationship, right? That's a lot of anal happening, too. You know, and there's a lot of prep work that goes into that, you know.
I didn't think about that aspect. Yeah. Hunter.
The anal route. I'm sure you're familiar. Maybe, I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Oops.
While we're on the subject.
Yeah, hit it.
And it has been brought to me in case HR is watching. It's all fun and games, you know? It's a go zone, as I like to say, a green light.
There we go.
Let me ask you a question. Would you quit your job at Nightly Pop to have sex 3 times a day?
That's the only reason I got a job on television is to have sex 3 to 5 times a day. So that becomes a reality. I'm out of here.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We're moving on. It's too much. All right, you guys. This cheating husband said his wife gave him one last chance to stay faithful. Guess what? He blew it. He overslept with his mistress. So he told his wife that he got kidnapped and left in a bad neighborhood. So she posted about it online and it got picked up by the news. So then all of his side pieces snitched on him. He lost his wife and now he's asking for advice on how to get her back. Do you have advice for this idiot?
I do. Build a time machine, because that's the only way you're gonna get out of this.
You said you were missing in a bad neighborhood. She called the police and everything.
Yeah, there's no way getting out of that one.
No.
No, he's a liar. No, sorry.
My advice is to get a taser, girl. That's all I got to say.
My advice is to not get a taser. It might not work the way you want it to, you know?
All right. That's all the time we have for tonight. Lo, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
You guys, set your DVRs. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.